the guidance of the Lord, we have passed. I want to rest for 2 days peacefully. Yesterday, I was sitting at the back, sobbing. I saw a sister facing out, covering her eyes. Later on, I noticed that. Wow, she got a really great eye. I guess she must have been quite a lot in her prayer. Holy Spirit is working over here. He revealed the love of God into our heart. He revealed our personal iniquities. And sometimes we feel sorry about it. It is interesting to, of course, I did not see red eyes in the brothers yet. But it's interesting to see a brother says that. When I look at him, he says that, "Don't look at me, I'm a sinner." So we see, indeed, a lot of us, at the third day, a lot of us indeed feel like we are sinners. And a lot of us also hold back of our emotion. We did not really cry to God yet. We don't cry to God. One of the reasons is because we are educated not to cry out too loud. Because it is very embarrassing to cry out too loud. But when I go to Fiji, right? Those people over there, they don't have tap water. They don't have flushing toilet. And when they pray, they don't care. I always hear this kind of voice. "Lord, forgive my sin. Lord, forgive me." Pray out loud in your prayer. We are educated to be a hypocrite sometimes. Think about Jesus. Jesus himself also cried out loud in Garden of Gethsemane. The Bible says that he cried out loud. Can you imagine how loud Jesus has cried? Now, we don't cry. One of the reasons is, yes, we dare not cry. The other reason is actually, maybe we still do not have that kind of urge yet. We still do not feel hurt about our own iniquities yet. See, hurt is a kind of interesting feeling. Hurt is protection feeling, actually. Assuming that you do not have hurt feeling, and you go to the kitchen, you play with fire, and you light up your fingers, and your finger is firing, and you have no feeling, right? Say, "Hey, look, my finger has fire," right? And you keep burning, right? You say, "Hey, look, my arm has fire," right? You feel nothing, you're living, right? You're like a crumb. But what happened? You lose your whole arms, right? You even may lose your legs, right? But thank God we all have feeling of heat. Fire is very hot, we have feeling. But sometimes we don't have feeling of the fire of desire. And this fire of desire sometimes is stronger than the fire in the kitchen. It will destroy our spirituality, and we still do not aware of it. So hurting, if you feel hurt, as a matter of fact, it is a protection. Some people are saying that, of course it's not in the Bible, but some people are simply saying that at the very beginning when God created people, people have no hurt feeling. Huh? Because it's so wonderful, right? No hurt at all. But later on, God figured out, without hurt, you won't protect yourself. Without hurt, you don't know what is hurt, then you won't love other people. If you do not have hurt feeling, how do you know that people has hurt feeling too? And how can you, if you do not feel that hurt feeling is really hurt, how can you show your love? Therefore, God give us hurt feeling. But let's think about why we don't feel hurt anymore. Especially about the spiritual thing, spiritual evil. Why don't we feel hurt anymore? I think one of the reasons is because we are numbed. We are numbed. We are in the filthy environment for too long. You are born in the United States, you're lucky. You don't have a flushing toilet. When I was born in Taiwan, we don't have flushing toilet. It's outside. You have to go to the bathroom, you have to run through the backyard, and the restroom is sitting there in the corner of the backyard. And when you go inside, you really have to hold your breath. At the same time, you have to exercise. Because there are a lot of mosquitoes over there. And it smells very, very bad. Okay? But guess what? After like 2-3 minutes, you don't feel anything anymore. You take deep breath, you take deep breath because it smells good. Do not smell bad anymore. I mean, why? Because your nerves are numb. Same token, your friends, your environment, everybody do the same thing. You are in that kind of environment for too long. I call this restroom theory. Huh? The other theory that why we are numb, I call it the frog cooking theory. Some of you have heard this story before. Huh? See, we are numb. Not only we are in filthy environment for too long, we are numb because they will guide us to the destruction, step by step. I guess you never fish frog, huh? Do you? You don't, right? I think I shared the story before to you. We did, and it was very fun. You take a stick, right, and tie a line at the end of sticks, and tie a worm at the end of the line, and you throw right? You don't use a hook, and the frog will bite, right? At that time, you just do it like this, and the frog will fly up there, and you use your net to catch it. It's very fun, actually. And when you catch a bucket of frogs, you go back home, what did you do? You want to eat the fresh a frog soup, right? Now how do you cook? You don't boil the pot first. If you boil the pot, you throw the frog in, what happened? The frog will jump out immediately. What did you do then? You will put it in the cold water and put fire under it and boil it step by step. The temperature will keep rising, right? The frog will don't feel anything at all because the temperature arise little by little, step by step. And we are like this, sometimes we feel numb because very beginning, like maybe we feel like, well, it's okay for me. You feel nothing when you like maybe watch movie and see people hugging. It's nothing, right? And later on you feel like, well, to see people kissing, nothing, right? And later on you feel like, well, it's nothing to see even one step further. Step by step, you're like, ah, this is nothing. Like, even pornography picture is nothing. Because your mind has been set up in a way that there is nothing wrong to do this. And later on, we lose our spirituality step by step. So tonight, this morning, we shall, these 3 days actually, the words of God really shine into our hearts, I believe. And the lights of God shine into our hearts, all our darkness, all our errors has been exposed. That's why I believe a lot of us feel very guilty. I had that kind, if you do not feel like, if all those mistakes did not come to your presence yet, probably you really want to think about it this morning. And have a sorrow and contrite heart, broken and contrite heart. Let me enlighten you, your errors by my own errors. Some unforgivable crime inside. Every man, every young man, it's the essence of Satan. Pride is Satan. I remember when I was young, I used to look down on those who are worse than me. And look up to those who are better than me. And I know it is wrong. And I don't want people to be better than me. I still remember when I was a little kid, I was racing with my friends, and they can run faster than me, right? And I would say, okay, let's try, let's race. And I would say, 1, 2, 3, and what do you say? Get, set, go, right? No, you don't say 1, 2, 3, go. You say get, set, go. Get, set, and what? Go, right? And of course, I'm the one who said it, right? So I run first, right? Because I said it, right? So I run very fast, and he was catching up to catching up with me, right? And he's trying to pass me. What did I do? I don't like the way that I lose, right? I don't like to be loose. So I stretch my head like this. And he stumbled. And I reach the final point, and then I go back and pretend, ah, are you hurt? And this was my best friend. And guess what? He passed away already. He's my age, and I did not have a chance to say sorry to him. So those pride feelings, all the mistakes you have made in your past life sometimes come back to you to haunt you, to hurt you. That is my experience. All the mistakes. I guess for young men, one of the common errors you might have is really have to do with opposite sex. To like, even to love, the opposite sex is the nature of growing, it is true. And when you are young, you hear the truth often. And sometimes you feel like, yes, I have to control myself. In my lifetime, once upon a time, I even like, the desire is so strong, I even have to take my eyeglasses off all the time, seriously, because I cannot see sisters. I cannot see girls. If I see it, thoughts simply will come to my mind. So see no evil, hear no evil. I have to take my eyeglasses off. And everybody's like a tree to me. See nothing. But unavoidably, just like every one of you, a lot of impurity, a lot of mistakes, young men always does. And again, nowadays when I recall, a lot of regret come to my mind. Sometimes I talk to my wife, I say, I feel very lucky that I have you. And I'm so grateful to the Lord that you are the only person that I'm so dear and so close. Even though I made a lot of mistakes, you are the only one in my life. But again, I believe a lot of you also have some problems just like I have. If this kind of iniquities was not forgiven, if this kind of iniquities is remaining with us, yes, indeed, our Father is very loving. Even though I like my son very much, but I imagine if my son still had poo-poo on his head or poo-poo on his face, I don't think I'm going to hug him. He got to be washed first. Then I will hug him. Sometimes we still feel like we have long distance. A long distance between us and God is because the Bible reminded us. Not because God did not hear our cry. Not because God's arm is too short. It is because our iniquities blocks the mercy of God. So today when we come to the presence of God, I urge you, just what we have heard yesterday. You got to repent. You got to have that kind of remorse. You can't have that kind of sad concerning your iniquity once in the NYPS so you can be comforted. And it is thoroughly repentant. When I look at Psalm chapter 52, repentance, not only saying, God, I'm wrong, it includes several points that some we neglect. Let's take a closer look of Psalm 52. When you repent, when you want to say sorry to the Lord, what do we need to have? What kind of other things we need to say or need to pursue? Psalm 52, verse 7. Psalm 52, verse 7. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. See, when you repent, right, this is the confidence you have. I guess a lot of you were born baptized. You never have a chance to repent in the eyes of God. But when newly believers come, what do we tell them? You need to have faith that when you get into the water baptism, your sin will be forgiven. Some people, because with their eyes, the blood is in the water. You may not have the chance of the blood water, but still, you got to have confidence that your sin is forgiven because you're repentant and this is love of God. And brother and sister, if you do not commit any more sin, God will forgive you if you really repent. Because once the fountain is open, it's still open. The only difference is that every time you make mistakes, the Lord will be shed his tears for you again, or shed a blood for you again, spiritually. But still we have confidence that we can be as white as snow. If you repent for 100 times, you still feel like, I'm forsaken. God did not forgive me. Then something is wrong over there. Without faith, no one can please God. Huh? Verse 8. 51 verse 8. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. When you repent, you ask, what else do you ask? Lord, I'm very sad. I really feel sorry about my mistakes. But peace, let me hear joy and gladness. I want your comfort. I want your promise. You promise me that blessed are those who are mourn because they will be comforted. You said it in your sermon. I know that it is true. And God, I want this kind of promises. Please restore your joy into my heart. You know what? Indeed, God will restore this kind of joy into your heart. In my most sorrowful moment of my life. Maybe some of you heard already. I kneel down and pray. And I experienced that. Of course, I repent and so on and so forth. I pray honestly. I experienced that God embraced me from the back. Very, very, very warm. That was one experience that I had that I still remember nowadays. And another time when I was in deep sorrow, I feel I was hopeless. I feel I was forsaken. And I prayed for a long time without answer. And God calling my name in my ears. Chinese calling my name twice. And with that kind of voice, I already know that all the sorrow that I have, God learned and God know. And I received great comfort. I believe if God treat me like this and God treat saints in the Bible like that, God will treat you like that too. God will comfort you, and you need to ask for that. Lord, may me hear your joy and gladness. Verse 9. Hide your face from my sins and black out all my iniquities. I feel with sins is something that always comes back to haunt you. Sometimes I'm imagining a lost son, right? Lost son was eating pig's fruit, pig's food. He lived like a pig. When he go back, his father embraced him, hug him and kiss him. And he was happy in the father's house. Of course he was happy, but maybe, do you think he can forget about the life experience that he once had when he lived like a pig? But just imagine that, assuming that he won't forget about it, because this is a very tragedy in his lifetime, right? How can he forget about it? But when he still think about it and he still think, even though I was so bad, our father still welcomed me to his house, still embraced me, still kissed me. How much gratitude, how much grace we have. I think we should have the same attitude. Yes, indeed. Even though, like for example, I always think that my heart is like a piece of white piece of paper. Once I have a black spot over there, and it seems like the black spot has been erased by the Lord. But in my mind, I know that once upon a time there was a black spot over there. And when I think about it, God still welcomed me in His house. God still loved me in His house. How great is the grace of the Lord! And of course, when I think about this, I always pray, God, please, hide and erase my iniquities. Black all my iniquities. Verse 10. I believe every verse is over here should be a content of your prayer when you repent to the Lord. Verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. 11. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. See, it's very interesting that when God is working and when God reminds people's iniquities, people lost spirit. NYTS. Three brothers and sisters come to me with the, what did I do? I think I lost my Holy Spirit. Shock, that was the first time that people come to me with this problem. And see how desperate they are. Because you know what? As a minister, I really want to give all I have to them, but I cannot give Holy Spirit. And you can see that a lot of them, he know that he tasted the sweetness of Holy Spirit before, suddenly he lost it. That kind of helpless heart is indeed biting like worms sometimes. Huh? But we pray that, Lord, do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Do not take away your presence. Oh, by the way, I taught those three students, don't be afraid. I once lost Holy Spirit too. I know that we come to the presence of God, God sometimes reminds us of iniquities and we feel scary and we lose confidence, we lose faith. Then, in that kind of little faith, Holy Spirit may left us. But I also have confidence that if one repent fully, God is merciful. He will restore the spirit in you, for sure. And as a matter of fact, these two or three brothers and sisters, at the end of NYTS, they all very joyful. They all regain the Holy Spirit. I know that it's only for temporarily. It's just a lesson. God wants you to cherish the precious of Holy Spirit. Don't take it for granted. Because he tells us that indeed, if you keep singing all the time, maybe one day he will leave you forever. But now it's only a lesson, a test for us to learn. Verse 12, restore to me the joy of your salvation and hold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your way and sinners shall be converted to you. You know what? When you say repentance, you have to promise God something to show your repentance. For David, he says that, if God, I know after you forgive me, I will help those who are in sin. I will teach transgressors your ways. Bring more people to the Lord. When you say, Lord, I'm sorry, what else do you say? Show God your heart, how much you will love him in the future. And when you say, really mean it. Dedicate yourself to God. I'm not saying that every one of you should be a full-time minister, but I'm saying that dedicate your whole life to the Lord if God forgive your sin this time. God, what kind of determination? See, you know what? A lot of people dedicate to the camp of devil. Look at church, Mormon churches. Look at Buddhism. Look at their youth. They dedicate their life, even though they work in a society, still, their heart belongs to the God they worship. They have the kind of will. Today, we are all sinners come to the presence of God. You simply want God to forgive you sins, and you say, okay, all I need to do is be forgiven, and you don't want to do anything for the Lord? Do you think that is fair? Do you think that is good enough? David says that, then I will teach transgressors your ways. Once upon a time, there was a youth gathering. And they have a campfire. The workers in that youth gathering encouraged them to dedicate to the Lord. And everybody take a wood. This will present themselves and put into it. And shows that, yes indeed, in the future, my life will burn for Lord Jesus Christ. Today you've got make you lose Holy Spirit. Or today you've got remind you of your iniquities. I believe one way God is asking you to live for Him. To think about what kind of life you are going to live in the future. Are you going to continue your previous life? Pig's life, animal's life. And come back to repent all the time? Or are you going to tell God, God, from now on my lifestyle will change. I want to throw away all the bad movies. I want to throw away the cable TV. I want to determine to pray 30 minutes a day. I want to work for you when I grow up. When I work in a society, or even if you want me to serve for you full time, I will do that. This is lifestyle changing. You gotta think about it in order to get rid of that cycle of sin. If you never think about living for the Lord, to live is Christ, believe me, you will repent with all your life. We should thank God you still have a chance to repent, but believe or not, if you are in that cycle, sometimes we don't have a chance to repent. Let's come to the presence of God with contrite and broken heart. May know that God will look preciously concerning this. May the Lord grant us abundant blessings. Let's all come to the presence to pray together. Come to the front to pray together.
领我们进入第三天的学习。
Thank the Lord's grace that He brought us into the third day of teaching.
求神亲自带，继续带领我们的心。